This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. Tuesday, and we are so glad you're here with us today.
What's really important here, okay? Discover how this little phrase will help you think things through and decide what's really important in your life, okay?
That's right.
Boy, for me, I can get so caught up in what am I supposed to do? That happened to me last night.
Yeah.
And I had to sit down. I really did. I had to sit down and go, okay, Teresa, get a hold of yourself. What is the highest priority? You hear the word, you hear the phrase, you know, who's screaming the loudest? What fire needs to be put out first? Whatever the case may be. Yeah. I had to do that because I didn't know what was really important at that time.
That's right.
And when I sat down and just got a hold of myself and even prayed about it, I got peaceful and I realized what the priority was. And I moved forward and realized I had made the right decision. I was overloaded and overcommitting myself.
Yeah.
Because some things had changed and disrupted the night before, which put me behind on what I needed to get done yesterday.
Yeah.
And as the evening progressed and it got later and later, I realized I'm just going to have to say no.
That's right.
So when I broke it down and simplified it like that, what was really the most important thing and what was not even going to be remembered probably next week.
Yeah.
That helped. Really, it did. And we've derived this from a particular passage in the Bible, in the New Testament, most people have heard of. It's a lot of weddings.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Love Chapter.
It is.
It's First Corinthians 13,
mm-hmm.
verse 13.
13:13 again.
Yeah.
That's just our number, honey. Yeah. It's not unlucky.
No, not at all.
Bring it on.
Remember, our topic is what's really important here.
Mm-hmm.
In verse 13:13 in Corinthians, it says, three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
And when I made my decision, it was all based upon love.
That's right.
I wanted to save that till you read the passage. So that brought it all together. Love's got everything to do with it. Tina Turner has a song out. Remember, what's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. Everything.
Yeah.
Really, it does.
You know, and that scripture right there, you know, really defines Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is love?
God.
Love is God.
Mm-hmm.
So let's read that again. Three things will last forever, faith, hope, and God. And the greatest of these is God.
Yeah, because if you take love and you insert his name, it's always about God. It's
That's right.
always about love.
So what's really important? You know what I mean? What are you all stressed out about?
Yeah. Huh?
What did you ever fight with your spouse about this morning?
Mm-hmm. Or an employee from yesterday.
Yeah.
Coworker.
Or with yourself. You're upset with yourself because you woke up late.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Give yourself a break.
Mm-hmm. Love yourself enough to go, I messed up. That's that human side of me again. Oh, well.
Yeah. You know, what did Jesus tell us? You know, he teaches us that the two greatest commandments are to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love others.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, and it says in the Word, there is no greater commandment but more than these.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Mm-hmm. That's what's important. That's
it
the
is.
Priority. That's the highest priority.
That's right.
It is to God, and God's all about people. People say, why am I born, or what's my purpose here? Well, because God wants a gigantic family in heaven.
Yeah, he sure does.
And you had your children, and so now it's time to bring him some more by leading other people to him. He wants a big family. That's why you were born.
That's right.
You know. Does that have love have anything to do with that?
Oh, it has everything to do with that.
Everything, and so did his death on the cross.
That's right.
Love had everything to do with that.
You know, what did he say when he was on the cross? Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
The torture he had gone through?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
But, honey, that's a great example for us to say to ourselves, people are hurting.
Yes.
People've got stinking thinking.
They sure do.
People.
I know I do at times.
Yeah, are searching, and mm-hmm. everybody needs to be loved.
Sure do.
That's our number one need, is to be loved.
You know, if you just go up to somebody, you can see they're having a bad day. Just pat them on the back and say, you know what? I really appreciate you being here.
Mm-hmm.
You make this place better.
Right.
Wow.
Love has to be the motivator for everything. And this is going to sound really silly. Even when it comes to paying your bills.
Yeah.
Doing things that you don't really want to do that you know is the right thing to do. Because what's behind that? Love.
Yeah.
Because really, what are we doing all this for anyway? Because we love God.
That's right.
He's the motivator. He's what's behind the why for what we do, why we do. It's Him.
And we need genuine love.
The Bible says the only thing we are owe people is to love them. And if you do owe people money, you know what? We need to pay our bills. That's a form of love. Okay? That's a debt that needs to be paid. Motivated by love. Is that God's way? Yes. Yeah. He paid the greatest debt of all.
That's right.
Love's got everything to do with it.
And He wants it to be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to be forced.
Mm-hmm.
Because genuine love is the greatest healer of all.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you substitute Jesus' name in there.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine Jesus is the greatest healer of all.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Right. You know, I have problems getting places on time.
Really?
Yeah.
Never noticed that.
It's not a good trait. It's not a good quality to have. It's very selfish.
But you're getting better, honey.
Yeah, but even with that, I realize that's not love. It's really not. I'm not thinking about anybody else. If I piddle too long and think I can just look at the computer one more time or change my clothes one more time or do another text, just one more is not going to... Yeah, it really is. It's very self-centered. I'm not thinking about the people that where I'm going to be showing up late for. That's not love. And that sounds silly, but it's true.
Yeah. Well, but you realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're working on that.
I do.
That's what God expects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's when we know it and we just don't change it because whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I'm late or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's different.
Right.
But when we realize we have something we need to work on,
mm-hmm.
then through love for other people and other situations, then we'll conquer that.
How about making amends?
Yeah.
You may have a hard time making amends to someone that you kind of like and you have trouble loving.
Mm-hmm.
But look at what it's doing to yourself.
Right.
Love yourself enough to go do it so that you're not internally tormented. Make it right because you love yourself.
Yeah.
Really let it be because you love God and He wants us to get along. He wants us to be at peace with everybody. He says it in His Word. But again, it's motivated by love.
That's right.
Our home, the way we care for it. What motivates us? Gratitude out of love, what God's given us.
Yep.
The way we care for our bodies, the way we care for our automobiles, the way we, you know, maintenance our minds and our just everything, taking care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's all motivated by love.
That's right.
Love's got everything to do with it. Maybe that's what we should have titled this.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people... I've never experienced that love.
I know.
You know?
Right.
I had a, you know, wonderful mom. And I knew I was loved.
Me too.
And a wonderful dad,
yes.
You know? And I know my dad loved me too.
There's nothing like that kind of love.
Yeah. But you know what? When I gave my life to Christ,
yeah,
it floored me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
I had never known a love like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I was talking to an ex-girlfriend after I gave my life to Christ. I said, well, I hate to burst your bubble, but I just fell in love for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
I said, His name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so in love. And I know you are too with Him.
Mm-hmm.
But what's greater and what you need to understand is how much He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
When you grasp the fact of how much He loves you and how much He's in love with you,
mm-hmm.
That's what changes everything. Mm-hmm. It's not the fact that you love him. It's the fact that he loves you.
Mm-hmm. You.
Yeah.
The God of the universe who made fleas and trees and bees and the sky and the ocean loves you.
That's right. And we want you to know that love, and we want you to know it right now, today. Because when you give your life to him, immediately, if you give your life to him, give your heart to him, you'll know it. Because we've said in other podcasts, people ask me, how does it feel to be saved? I can't tell you that.
Because it's personal. It's between you and God. That's why testimonies are so important. I only know what's gone on in me. Scott, you can only know what's going on in you. And anybody else that has experienced God's transforming love, it's hard to say. It's an experience that only you can know.
Well, we can lead you to Christ, mm-hmm. but it's your choice.
Yeah.
And I pray right now you're going to make that choice. So if you've never given your life to Christ, if you've walked away from him for some reason, if you've been in church for a long time and realize, man, I've never given my life to him, right now is today. Make that choice to receive his love. Please pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. And you tell me, if I ask you for forgiveness of my sins, because of the cross, my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Today, I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Aw.
That's great.
It is. I'm excited for anyone that did that.
Oh, man.
And we would really get excited if you let us know by informing us by going to our website or by email. What am I talking about? Just email us at info@livingitup.org.
Yeah, info@livingitup.org.
Make it simple.
Yeah. But really and truly, we're just so honored that y'all tuned in to us today. And can't wait to see those emails. Uh-huh. And I'm so, so happy that now you're knowing what love is.
That's right. So remember, as you go through the rest of the day or the night, what's really important here? Discover, hopefully, this week how that little phrase helped you think things through to decide what's really important in your life. Okay?
Yeah.
We love you.
We sure do. And we're so looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. And until then, begin living it up.
While beginning again. Uh-oh. Start living it up while beginning it again. Honey, we need to take a break. Go ahead.
Thank y'all.
Bye-bye.